Good afternoon, Steph. How are you this afternoon? And welcome to Connect.
Thank you for having me. Very good. Thanks.
That's excellent. Lovely to have you on board. We talk to Ambulance Victoria every now and again, as our listeners know, and it's always little pearls of wisdom coming across there. Firstly, what does an acting team manager actually do at Ambulance Victoria in Lilydale?
So the Lilydale team has about 36 staff members running out of here. So as the acting team manager, I'm stepping in for the incumbent team manager to look after those 36 staff members and help them with any administrative queries or issues they have, while also working 50% of my roster on an ambulance on the trucks off road.
Okay, so you're actually in the office, but you're on the road at the sharp end as well, so you know what it's all about. You know, let's face it, winter's coming on. It's not far away, despite the fact it's been quite good weather this week. It's getting darker earlier, and Ambulance Victoria, I assume, would be looking at asking people to do certain things at this time of year. What would that be? I mean, something about lighting property and things of that nature. How does that work?
Yeah, as it gets darker, it gets harder for us to find locations and addresses that we need to go to. Minutes count in life-threatening situations, so we don't want to be unsure of where we're going or the location that we're going to. So
you pulled up three houses up the road when you should be somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah, people can make sure that their house number is visible and easy to see. It's large and bold. There's no bushes surrounding it to cover off the number, because the last thing we want to do is be going back because we've missed the house address, or out the front and not sure if we're at the right place because we don't want to go into the wrong house.
Of course, this is a problem for us all, because, I mean, I know I'm driving along sometimes and I'm looking for a house number, and you drive past five or six houses. No one's got a number. And particularly in businesses, by the way, folks. So if you're in a business, there's another reason to do it. And you're thinking, well, maybe it's this one. I don't know where I am. And, of course, I'm not in the hurry that you guys could well be if you called out. I mean, you can't control what the neighbours do. You can't do what the council controls as far as lighting the street goes. But you can control your own property. So as Steph just said, I think it's quite easy. Don't wait for something to happen before you start doing anything. But if you can do it now while nothing's happening in your life, and go and make sure your number is visible. If not, go and buy some numbers or whatever you need to do to make your house stand out, not only for Ambulance Victoria, but for anyone else who's delivering packages to your place, and everyone's having stuff delivered these days. So that's a good bit of advice there, if you can do that. And I guess the other thing would come out of that is if you're in any doubt, or even if you've got someone spare in the house when the emergency's happening, someone gets out there with the torch on the road and waits for the ambulance to come. So the ambulance knows it.
Or even just turn your front light on. So if we're in the middle of the night and there's one front light on, we generally guess that that's the place that we're going to.
Yeah, so think about it. I know there's a crisis happening, or you might think there's a crisis happening, but if you can do something about it to facilitate easy access, that's what you need to do. Have the pets locked up, the front door open, or whatever it is, and the gangway clear, because you guys carry enormous packs with you as well, don't you? And of course,
we're anywhere from one bag to four bags that we'll be carrying in.
Yeah, and I guess they're quite weighty as well, are they? So if you're a long way up from where the ambulance is going to pull up outside your place, if you can make it as easy as they can, because as Steph said at the start, minutes can mean life and death, or very in some of those situations. So make it as easy as you can, folks. Think about it, and think about it while there's no crisis in your life. So that would be the best thing to do, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And on the day as well, if you do have, unfortunately, have something happening, make sure that you're making it as easy as someone, lock the pets away, whatever it is.
Making the driveway clear so we can drive up the driveway. A lot of family members will park right front and centre in the driveway, and we're then going to have to ask them to move that car so that we can get the ambulance.
There you are. I mean, they're carrying heavy packs, and at some stage or not, they might need to bring the stretcher in. And they're all bulky things, and they're all weighty. And, of course, you want to make it as easy as possible for the person who's going to help you in an emergency. So we've talked about visibility of the house there. Take that just one step further. People who live or travel in remote areas, what is Emergency Plus, the Emergency Plus app? What does that do, and how do I use it?
So it's an app that everyone can get on their phone that when you go into it, it uses the phone's built-in GPS.
Oh, yeah.
So it provides the details that you need to provide to the call taker of what your address is, your longitude, your latitude. It also gives you what's your three words location that you can provide to the call taker, and it will help them narrow down to your exact location to a couple of square meters.
You said three word?
There's what three words. So when you go into the app, it will generate three seemingly random words,
mm-hmm.
But those three words are helped to pinpoint your exact location.
Okay, so it's something behind the scenes that we don't know about. So you just repeat those three words, and that works itself into some sort of code for you guys, and you can pinpoint the location where the call's coming from.
Yeah, it's important for places like the new mountain bike track up in Warburton. You could be anywhere in the thousands of metres that track is, and it will give us a better location of where you are.
It'd be pretty hard for you to get in there, wouldn't it?
Yes, there's lots of issues around trying to get in and out of there.
Yeah, so there you are. If you are off the beaten track or down the bike track, so to speak, that makes it even more important. So line up the app before you put the app in your phone. So you never know what's going to happen. You're going to come off your bike. Your mate's going to come off his bike. You're going to need to do something quickly, perhaps. God willing, you won't have the situation, but who knows. Be prepared, like the old Boy Scouts do. Be prepared and have that emergency app in your phone. So if you do need it, you can just tap into it and you're halfway there. If you're off the beaten track, but you're no longer in your own driveway, you're out there in the bush somewhere, and you may not know exactly where you are either. So and these guys have got to get in there somehow. Probably they can't bring a vehicle in so far, so they're going to have to walk in. And
you want to make sure we're walking into the right spot.
And they're carrying heavy packs and all that with them. And who knows, they're probably carrying wheeling a stretcher along with them, I imagine, sometimes. So this is quite cumbersome for the poor guys. And once they get in there, they've got to work out how to treat you.
And then get back out.
And get you all out of there. So, goodness, I don't know how you do that job. I really don't. I keep saying it every time I talk to Ambulance Victoria. You guys are absolutely amazing.
There's lots of teamwork involved in those jobs.
Yeah, but and of course every member's got to play their part in the team, and you're all often working in a crisis situation where, as you said before, it can be life and death, and ultimately you're responsible to make sure the best outcome happens. So that's a lot on your shoulders. So I think you're doing an enormous job. So
thank you.
So not at all. So we're talking about getting into winter now. We're off the bike track for the time being. At time of year, I imagine this is the time when illnesses tend to happen. Winter time, people get all sorts of things. So have you got any sort of special advice for people to prevent illness?
Every year coming into winter, the demand for ambulances rises. We see more respiratory illnesses. Even this last week, we've had the colder weather and we've already seen that rise of demand and our workload go up. What we urge is people to go and get their flu vax, get their COVID vax as soon as possible. Do things simple, like when you are unwell, stay home, wash your hands, don't try and spread your germs to other people and persist on going out to do those social events that you don't want to miss out on. The more we reduce the spread of the illness, hopefully we can protect more of those vulnerable people in our community.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice because, I mean, especially this time of year, you may not be sick, but if you're susceptible because you've got bronchial problems or whatever you have, and it might be advisable to sort of keep away from big crowds and things like that where people are sneezing and coughing about you and all sorts of things. We're not necessarily talking COVID, but we're talking about that sort of mentality.
There's lots of viruses going around that are just as bad as COVID these days, RSV. We see a lot of people getting quite unwell with RSV. So any of the viruses,
and of course,
if you are unwell, keep it to yourself, stay home.
And of course, as we're seeing, COVID is still rife. It's just not on the media as much as it used to be.
No.
But it's still out there. And a couple of friends of mine caught it the other day, and they were amazed to think it was still around. I said, don't you listen to the news? Don't you where do you live? In a cocoon or something, but you know, it's there. And so we're not just talking COVID, but we are talking about the spread of illness and what you can do to avoid it. And most of it's common sense, you know.
Yeah.
Wash your hands, make sure you're make sure you keep out of drafts, and try and avoid big crowds and things if you possibly can.
Go and get your flu vaccines. Go and get your COVID vaccine. If you're due for a COVID vaccine, or you're in the right category for that. Anybody over the age of 6 months can get a flu vaccine. So go see your doctor. Go to the local pharmacy that offers the flu vaccine.
It can't be easier than that. If you're a pensioner, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even better. I don't know about COVID. I tried to get COVID the other day. Not COVID. I tried to get the vaccination, but it's not available, which struck me as quite strange. But there it is. Anyway, do your best. If your doctor's got the flu vaccine, what do you need that? And if he's got COVID, well, get that as well, because you know, the more you can do to protect yourself, the better off you are. Ultimately, your health is your responsibility. Let's talk about reminders about alternative care options that might be available. What can you tell us about those?
So we've got quite a lot of alternative care, more alternative care pathways than what we've ever had before. We, Ambulance Victoria, has developed a triage service that can help people link in with those alternative care pathways. So 1 in 5 calls that come through to 000 don't actually need an emergency ambulance. And our triage service team are there to help link people in with the alternative pathways.
So you're basically saying 20% of your calls that go to 000 don't need to be there. I think that's an important message, folks, because we've always been taught throughout our lives that if you're ringing 000, make sure it's for a genuine purpose. Now, so your intention might be right, but if you have a look at the alternative options available, and we're talking about things like nurses on call, for example.
Yeah.
Urgent care clinics. What's that all about?
So Nurse on Call has been around for years. You're able to call them 24 hours a day and ask for just simple medical advice. If you've got a question you're not too sure, they're very good at helping guide you through that. We've also now got Virtual ED, which is a fantastic development in the last 5 years, that you're speaking to an emergency doctor, an emergency physician, for more complex medical advice. And then the urgent cares are all popping up across the state that are great for if you can't get into your doctor, they're available to be seen. They're bulk billed and they're open longer hours than your GP clinic.
That's handy to know. And you can find details of those, I imagine, on your website. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, and they've all got their own websites. Even just a simple Google will be able to bring up.
So if you type in urgent care clinics, that's the simple Google you need, and that will help. That will help you to locate a clinic which is nearest to you.
Yes, we have recently, in the last couple of months, had one open up in Lilydale, so that would be the closest one to the Yarra Valley area. It's at the Inspiro on Clark Street.
Oh, in Clark Street. Everyone knows where Clark Street and Lilydale is, yes. You know, that's the first thing to do if you can. You can ring Nurses on Call from your home, of course, and I won't give you the phone. Well, I can give you the number, 1300 60 60 24. 1300 60 60 24 is the number. But Nurses on Call, I've had cause to use that one myself, and it was absolutely invaluable. And to give you an example, I had an emergency. My wife rang that number. She wasn't quite sure what we needed to do. And so she rang that number and she described my symptoms. They said, look, he needs to get to a hospital. He needs to get one now. Do you know where your closest hospital is? How far in terms of minutes is it? And she said, well, it's quite close. I can be there in 10 minutes. They said, that might be your best option. You can call an ambulance, but I think if he's able to get in the car, you'll find that's the quickest way to get things. So I wouldn't call an ambulance in this case. I would go there because you're going to get there quicker. So obviously I needed some attention, but I didn't need someone to come to the house. I was quite agile.
Yeah.
So I guess that's an important one, Nurses on Call, and that gave us some very valuable advice. And I would imagine we might have been reluctant to call 000 because at that stage we didn't really know how serious this was. And you sort of think, you know, I think it might be a bit fool to call Triple O. But there's another thing, folks. I mean, we're talking about all these alternative things. If you have any doubt, do make the call to Triple O. But if you can call these other numbers that we're talking about, urgent care clinics, yep, you can go and get your burns and cuts and infections and fevers and fractures and sprains, all of those things you don't need an ambulance for in most cases.
So you generally get seen a lot quicker than if you were to present to the emergency department anyway.
Yeah, and I guess that's a point as well. I think there's a bit of a thing out there. People think if I call an ambulance and they take me to the emergency department, I'll get priority when I get there, apart from all the
ghosts. Absolutely not true.
Yeah, so that's an important thing to remember, folks. It's not the shortcut to getting seen. You know, I mean, just as you've arrived in an ambulance, they're going to assess each case they've got in their waiting room now and treat them according to what they regard as the most urgent. So
they'll triage you the exact same way as they triage us, and if they deem it appropriate for you to wait in the waiting room, they'll take you from the ambulance stretcher and put you in the waiting room.
You know, there's all sorts of other places you can do. If you're in real doubt and it looks like, you know, something desperate is happening, well, of course, you're going to call Triple O. If you've got other situations, like the ones I detailed, there was another way, and it turned out to be a much better way of getting me to the medical assistance I needed.
The virtual emergency department is also a great resource for if you're not sure. If you're not sure if you need to go to the hospital, you're not sure if you need to call an ambulance, you can log on to Virtual ED. They can do a video telehealth sort of conference, assess what is wrong with you and make the decision as to whether you need to go to hospital, or they can provide the management and assistance from your home.
Well, that's an amazing one, because here it's a virtual system. They're actually coming into your house via the screen, and so if you know you don't have to sit there and describe what's happening, they can maybe see it for themselves. There's a website for that.
www.vved.org.au.
Yeah, that's really easy to remember, folks. vved.org.au. That's a virtual thing. They can actually see what's happening on the screen. So,
and you're actually speaking to emergency doctors or emergency nurses who can give the same advice you would see if you were seen at the hospital.
That's fantastic. So you've got these other avenues. You've got several you can look at, as we've just mentioned. You've got Triple O for real emergencies, or for a situation you don't know what to do, but that you really think you need something there. You've got the VVED, the virtual service. You've got nurses on call. You've got urgent care clinics where you can go and get treatment. And, of course, it's covered under Medicare, so you don't have a problem there. The other thing I think it's important for people to know, some people believe that ambulance services are free.
And, no, not.
And that's an important point. They're not free, are they? No. Some people believe that they're covered in their health insurance.
And some health insurance do cover it and others don't. So there can be some fine print as to whether or not you're covered through your health insurance.
And I understand some health services only covered in the case of an emergency.
Yes.
And not for a general transport situation. So,
their definition of an emergency may be different to our definition of an emergency.
That's a very good point, Steph. Thank you. And I think the important thing to remember, ambulance subscriptions is about $110 for a family.
Yeah, it's not very expensive.
$110 a year, folks, or $55 if you happen to be a single person. And you can be assured of being covered then. And if you might save you a hell of a lot of money if you end up with a metropolitan transport cost, I'm told, is a can be a
thousand.
Yeah, so you're talking four figures here, folks. And in rural areas, if you happen to live in the rural areas of the Yarra Valley, guess what? You're going to be paying more for that. So I think that's really important to remember. So remember, I think, folks, you've got different avenues to call. Triple O is not necessarily the answer that you need, but there's other ones you can look at. And I really suggest, folks, you go and have a look at the website. I keep saying this every time I talk to someone from Ambulance Victoria, and they don't pay me to do this, by the way. You call you dial into your computer, ambulance.vic.gov.au, or just stick in Ambulance Victoria if you can't think of anything else, and up it comes and it tells you all about these services that we've glossed over this afternoon, all about these services and where you can access them from and when you might need to access them. It gives you all that advice there, and it's a wealth of information, actually. I mean, so don't wait for an emergency, folks. Go and have a look at it now, because believe me, it's like an encyclopedia in there, what they've got. So it covers just about everything. Steph, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Just coming into the flu season, for everybody to be prepared. At some point or another, you're going to get a cold or a flu. Speak to your pharmacist, have over-counter medication available for when those cold and flu symptoms do hit, and get in contact with your doctor early. Don't leave it till the middle of the night when you're feeling unwell, when you could have seen your GP during the day.
Seeing a GP at your convenience rather in the middle of the night when you have to queue up for ages, or wait for an ambulance, or whatever the story is, doesn't make sense, really, when you can go during the day and get yourself sorted out with a person you trust, which is your own doctor, of course.
Who know you better than some random doctor who's never met you before.
Actually, of course, he's got your medical history right there, so he knows what he's dealing with. And there's one place, one site you can visit straight away and get all of that, and that's Ambulance Victoria. Just type it in like that. That's all you need to do. You can even get your membership there. Steph, thank you very much for your help today. Absolute pleasure to chat to you. And I absolutely admire what you guys do for a living. I just couldn't do it, but I appreciate the fact that you do.